I don't know, but I feel kind of like I have an angel and devil on my shoulder in the background.
We have to decide which one of us is the angel and which one of us is the devil.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's just two devils.
Yeah. Hell.
Honestly, ideal situation.
Given let's get into given the trouble. Two that are here. Yeah.
I want chaos.
Oh, well, if you want chaos, you've come to the right place. Let's start the gosh darn show.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
Hey.
Stab.
In this self-absorbing episode of The Stab Show, Dregs a Craigs a Sean Crandall jumps a shark-shaped rocket cycle over someone else jumping a regular motorcycle over an above-ground pool with a shark in it. Fantastic performer Jenna Swartz attempts to break the land speed record for eye-rolling at someone attempting to pay for $12 worth of groceries with a check. And beloved Stab Show staple Tyler Kenny wonders who's jumping over him in that fucking shark-shaped rocket cycle while he's attempting a very serious stunt of his own in an attempt to impress Danica McKellar. This was too long. These intros were too long, but I just kept going. All of this while me, your host, Jesse Jones, accidentally does a coup on a local raw honey farm, inadvertently causing yet another... section of the local community to despise me. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. Now let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization. Of course it is. How often do I wish ill upon strangers unfortunately wandering across my path on a day-to-day basis? I don't know. How about you count how many times you breathe throughout a day and divide that by each shit, fuckwad? I'm sorry. It's just that you're terrible, and I hate you. No! No! I'm sorrier still. I'm working on changing how I interact with dumb, dumb, stupid heads. But until I get there, FOAD, or fuck off and die, is still the most prevalent thought in my head while attempting to get from point A to point get me the fuck away from everyone and anyone on my commute. Oh, thought that was the sound of the door. Wishful thinking. And now that you've had a quick peek inside my angry little brain, let's quickly forget what FOAD might already mean, and instead give me who or what else FOAD might stand for or represent to you, Sean Crandall, FOAD!
It's not well known, but tens of thousands of people around the world are affected by FOAD. Unable to enjoy the... architectural marvels of the 1920s, transcendent art like Fritz Lang's Metropolis, or the stunning designs of the Bugatti Aerolith and the original Electrolux vacuum. Fear of Art Deco, like any fear, is best treated by exposure therapy. So take your loved ones suffering FOAD to Rockefeller Plaza. Show them the works created during the Works Progress Administration, or simply screen Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Duh. Oh, sorry. Ended on a Willie Travis comma. I think I like Art Deco. I'm pretty sure I do.
Oh, it holds up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It holds up.
Yeah, you know, I think as far as
the other day.
As far as styles go, I think I like it. So I do not suffer from the FOAD. Thank you, Sean.
It's really the shapes, the weird geometry. People are scared of it.
Yeah, but it's a lot of, like, symmetrical geometry. It's all swooping, flowing angles. I don't know.
Look, I'm not saying I get the just that they suffer from
sorry, it. Sorry. You're not here to defend Art Deco. not today, you're not. Thank you, Sean. Hey, Jenna!
Tis me?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Here I am.
Yes, you've failed your first interaction on this program. Welcome to the show. Introduce the world to Jenna through what you've done in way of response to FOAD.
Okay. Listen, let me apologize. My husband and I adopted a Chihuahua some years ago, and they forgot to tell us that small dogs have big personalities. My tiny harbinger of chaos, while adorable, is constantly causing drama wherever he goes. He has opinions about everything. That tree over there, too big. That toddler, too small. That Dutch Bros drive-thru, let me at him, he demands with his 16-y teeth bared. Don't even get me started on the politics of our shared dog and cat household. I find myself constantly waving my arms around in the distance after he takes off to give some innocent bystander the what for, crying, Foad, forgive our annoying dog. He's small. Everything is too big. Foad, forgive our annoying dog. Aww. He's adorable. But at what cost?
Yeah. Not, you know, I don't know that I'm going to make any friends. Not a fan of little, is he a little yapper?
He's not a yapper.
Okay. No. You know what? Take it back.
Yeah, he's got like a weird voice. Like it's really hollowed out. And he just kind of like goes, arr, 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 arr.
Okay. Got emphysema?
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but it's cute.
Just a little, just angry little pirate dog.
He is, he's arr, angry arr, 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 pirate arr, dog.
Just sundowning. Sorry. Thank you, Jenna. Hey, Tyler. Oh,
hi.
Everything's working just fine. Oh, thank you for asking. Hey, Tyler. How about you wrap up some reorganizing with your FOAD?
FOAD, it's a medical degree you would get in Victorian times to practice medicine on the rectum. Because doctors then, they didn't accept ass doctors until very recently.
Sure.
So in place of like a respectable MD, they would stamp their diploma with FOAD, which stands for full-on ass doctor. And it's a step above a chimney sweep, but not as dignified as a barber and openly mocked by doctors. A FOAD was considered a dirty bottom ender, dedicating his life to burning off the anal warts of sex workers with red-hot blacksmith tools. Before the Academy of Medicine recognized rectal practitioners, the despised underclass of doctor, the FOAD, traveled by night wearing plague masks, paid for their work in sexual favors, and finishing the last sips of people's drinks. Little known fact, it wasn't until 1987 before an ass doctor was officially considered a doctor. But don't let the diploma and the sterile office fool you. You can still pay for ass work with a little booze and a tug job. Just call them a FOAD and they'll cower like the vermin they are.
Oh, yay.
Remember my grandma complaining about FOAD back in the day. Saying they're not real doctors. They're just ass doctors.
full on ass doctors.
Full on though.
Mm-hmm.
Committed.
Yeah. But you know, I just got state work, so that means benefits. Mm-hmm. And I am of the age.
Some full on ass work.
Yeah. I'm gonna
Getting close to the full-on ass doctor.
Right? Have to pay for
that. They keep lowering the age. And I keep getting older, so that intersection is...
Yeah. That's just because those ass doctors want sexier...
they want tighter, yeah.
They want tighter asses.
Yeah. Can we... When can we lower the
35,
age?
35, you should come in. Yeah.
If you're 22 and like captain of your swim team, maybe you should come in.
Yeah. It's never too early. Never too early.
Being proactive.
All right. I'm going to remember this time to actually speak to people after the first segment. Last week I didn't, but you know. Hey, Sean, how are you?
I am sick.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're coughing. You're not.
Yes.
Is it sick?
I'm
not like the Cholo way of like all sick. Like,
yeah,
you're not,
I'm. Yeah,
you're
I'm not
all
sick.
Sick.
As hell. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely not categorize myself as sick as hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, hold on.
There it is.
See, there I go. Cough.
There it is.
We got a cough button.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm doing the whole. I turn I turn away from the mic to cough.
That's how you
Internet,
know it's
real. 2005. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. If any of you remember the old magics.
Sure. Well, that's why Sean is away from us.
Yeah, otherwise I would be there.
Well, it's been a long time for in-person Sean Crandall. It's been a long time. And it's missed, and it was teased and then taken away. But
yes,
that's okay. How are the dregs?
Terrible as usual.
Sure.
Yeah, just going into Craigslist and it's almost positive actually, because that is one of the unceasing aspects of humanity, is just you're gonna be fucking weird on Craigslist.
Sure.
You're gonna ask for weird things, and you are going to unwittingly display your weird fetishes in your ad for a lawnmower.
Yeah. For those that haven't heard from Sean in a while or aren't already subscribed, Dregs of Craigs, you guys do what?
We go to Craigslist and Nextdoor and other sort of community bulletin board websites and find weird posts so that we can feel better about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And still, fortunately, one thing hasn't changed. Craigslist still just a cesspool of the best of us, really. They're the best of us.
It's a cesspool of the best pool.
Yes. Sebastopol.
It's the best pool, yes.
Well, good to see you, Sean. Sorry that your cough has kept you home. But you know what? Since March of 2020, coughs in public no longer socially acceptable, so that's okay.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your thoughtfulness. Jenna, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I
turned that down a little bit so you can bring it a little closer. There you,
okay,
there
like
you
this?
Go. There you go. That's good times.
Here I am.
How are you? Welcome to the program. This is your first time.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
I believe you are another suggestion, another endorsement from Michelle Pietro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She asked you while I was on stage.
Well, I think she had
so
mentioned
I liked it.
Yeah. I think she had mentioned it beforehand. It was just reminding me. But yeah, always looking for new people that think they can handle this. and my scrutiny, I'm very picky. So many people not allowed back on the show.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm beloved in this town. Well, what have you been up to? What do you do entertainment-wise?
What do I do entertainment-wise? Well, I write on Girls, Gays, and They's at the Comedy Spot.
Uh-huh.
And Squad Patrol,
uh-huh,
a local sketch group. And I do improv poorly.
Oh.
And then I – and what else do I do? I'm going to argue why coffee is better than wine tonight on a show where everybody is drunk.
Oh,
so
yes.
So those are things I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's great. It's a good time.
All right.
And, and I do scene kids sometimes.
Yes. Also true. Also true. Thank you.
And I love it.
The aggressive reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Well, welcome to the thing. I hope you had a grand old time with all the nonsense that I sent you.
I loved it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
You guys could tell me that more often. Sorry. Sorry? I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, Dad.
I am really fishing for something tonight. Thank you, Jenna. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome back. How is the world of bar band dad rock going? Oh, no. Oh, did that not take the turn that I was hoping?
No, I recently scaled it back.
Oh.
Like, I can't be doing all this dad rock. so now I just play with one dad.
Okay.
And then I started a genre of music called snorkelcore. There's this guy in Japan, and we've been writing songs together.
Oh, fuck.
So look out for that album.
Wow. Genuinely excited for that.
Yeah.
Snorkelcore. Yeah, you guys, you know what it is, and you've never heard it before.
I am sold just on the genre title.
No.
I'm trying to noodle through what it might be.
It's bubble sound effects at the beginning and the end, like it's the Monster Mash, but more beachy. And then, and then, yeah, it's just, you know, beach themes and party drugs.
Okay.
The intersection of like as if a crab found a treasure chest full of codeine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It paints a great picture.
Yeah. And that picture is the album art.
Yeah. That's a crab. And the album art is printed on a t-shirt and then left to sea for a couple of years, washed up.
Yeah.
Scanned into a flatbed scanner.
Well, I know Milk's in the chat, so I expect to see a mock-up of a crab finding a treasure chest full of codeine for your debut EP. That should be hitting the Discord soon. Anything else exciting other than depriving other bands of your services?
I'm going to Casa Bonita tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a beautiful house.
Mm-hmm. it's that Mexican restaurant that the guys from South Park bought, and there's like cliff divers, and I don't know. My wife signed me up on the waiting list like 2 years ago. Just came through.
Well, so, I guess I do forget that you are in Colorado.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense now. I forgot about that. Well. Cool, a 2-year wait list to get.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, getting at the end of any 2-year wait list, that is exciting. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to shit on that.
Yeah. It's not an organ transplant. But...
Well,
we can still celebrate.
They don't just let anyone sign up for those, though. I tried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, they don't just give you a kidney because you waited.
Well,
here's your kidney, sir.
I waited 5 years for this. You're going to deny me now just because I got a
two functional kidneys?
I saw people in line. I didn't know what it was for. I just so this is what I okay.
Line this long, it might be good.
Never had kidney before. Wait, that's not what I'm doing. I mean, if you already have two working ones and they're going to give you a third, what do they expect you to do with it?
Yeah, it's not going to stay fresh forever.
Yeah, no. That's specifically the point. All right, let's get to the rest of the guys. Right? Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. It's segment two at Stabtionary. We trot this out when you guys have done too many of the other segment twos too recently. I'm a big fan of words. Probably too big. I will not elaborate, except to say that there are entire sections of dictionaries that have some pretty solid restraining orders in place against me. So, given how much I like to playfully rub against words, it's only right that I ask that you make some brand new ones to feel my heat. And so, in Stabtionary, each of you have been given 7 letters, including at least 2 vowels, with each string randomly generated by the random letter generator at randomwordgenerator.com. And you've been asked to rearrange them into a brand new word. Then give us your definitions of these new Stabtionary words. So go on, shape my new lexiconical obsession, Sean Crandall. You were given N-M-O-H-E, another E, and L. What's your Stabtionary word?
Sir.
Yeah.
So I have worked with botanists and food scientists to develop a new type of fruit for guys who walk around with shit cake between their cheeks because they think it's gay to wipe their butt. Introducing he melon, the first in our line of fruit for real men. Now, it doesn't come in any of those LGBT colors. The he melon comes in obsidian black, navy blue, and both forest and desert camo. The flavor? Not like those girly flavors normal fruits have. Enjoy He-Melon in our signature boy taste flavor profiles, including bison, elk jerky, and dino chicken nuggets.
Oh, I've got the letters right there, and somehow P-Melon didn't immediately jump out to me.
E-Melon.
It's right there. That's all it could have been.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's, I went for low-hanging fruit there, oh. No pun intended.
Yeah, but it's virile and sturdy fruit.
That is how I would market this fruit. Yeah. It's virile and it makes you virile.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It'll make it taste like Slim Jims. Your discharge will have the taste of Code Red Mountain Dew.
You know, I'd eat cucumbers more if they tasted like, I don't know, crocodile.
Sure. I mean, now that you mention it. Thank you, Sean. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
You had a very similar task, mm-hmm. but with different letters. Mm-hmm. You were given, let's see. Oh, I'm so tired. My eyes don't work. K, mm-hmm. E, mm-hmm. M, another E, U, N, and F. What do you got in way of a stationary word for that?
Okay. This word is funkeme. Mm-hmm. F-U-N-K-E-M-E. Mm-hmm. And it's the aroma after a late night of debauchery. Mm-hmm. The wafting reminiscence of a night out on the town and the almost always regrettable morning after. Waking up in someone else's unwashed, greasy bed sheets in a room you drunkenly stumbled into the night before, only to be covered in the scent of your own terrible decisions. That stench, the oozing, sweaty, skin-staining smell is called funkeme. Kind of sexy, mostly gross, mm-hmm. origins unknown, just like your dignity.
Oh... I can't get it out of my nose.
Frunk element is very evocative of that.
Yeah.
Frunkame.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be dirty, but just the smell of someone else's kitchen. It's just, mm-hmm. it's it can be perfectly fine, but there's something wrong.
But it's a smell.
Yeah. Good. Good. Good.
It's good.
Yeah. Just cat piss everywhere. Sorry. Thank you, Jenna. Well done. Tyler, let's wrap up our new wordens with your string. Slightly more, I don't know. You tell me if it was more difficult. You were given Y, U, another U, P, another P, another Y, and an L. Y U U P P E Y L. What do you got?
Y U P P. I didn't see that before because that this would have been more P P based. But Pluie Pui. It's P L U Y P U Y. Pluie Pui. It's a word of Philippine origin that is used as an exclamation when, or used to describe having had one's genitals blown off in a firework accident. Used in a sentence, he wanted to have children of his own, but on Philippine Day of Freedom, known as Ara Ang Kalayan, well, like I said, he wanted children, but on that day, he lit a firework in his lap. And just as his cousin asked him where the banana chips were, he got distracted thinking about those banana chips, and he forgot to throw the firework, and well, Pluie Pui, now he's looking into adoption.
Yay. You know what?
You'll learn some things. You'll learn some things on this podcast.
You got to Google things.
How might someone of Filipino descent accidentally blow off their genitals? Well...
it's mostly, for me as a white dude, it's mostly how to not be racist.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Say the actual holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A very good clarification.
Yeah, come at me.
Yeah.
I respect your culture.
Yeah, idiot.
Hypothetically, in this prompt, everything's good.
Yeah. Research absolves racism. I've always said it. Always said it. Said it too many times. I've been told. segment 3. It's Breakfast of Champions. Is there anything better than hopping out of bed and plopping yourself down for 3 straight hours of cartoons with a brightly colored sugar-blasted bowl of cereal filling your tum-tum with the most importantly marshmallowed meal of the day? I would argue no. And that every minute after that time in our lives ended has been a steady spiral into sadness and regret. So, let's get that feeling back by coming up with some new breakfast cereals themed around some of our grown-up life's more unfortunate realities. And it's with that in mind that in Breakfast Champions, you're asked to give us the packaging, applicable mascot, slogans, nutritional information, whatnot, for a breakfast cereal branded around the following particular things or concepts. Sean Crandall, let's hear your breakfast cereal themed around giving up on your dreams.
So, first off, this was really sad to write, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine it might be.
But please enjoy a delicious bowl of Suburbios. They come in gray packaging.
Yes.
And it's the sort of gray that every current wretched landlord uses to paint their laminate wood tile. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of gray. Mm. And the font on it makes it look more like an almanac on top of your fridge instead of a box of cereal. Its mascots are a man and a woman in business attire, looking tired, feigning a smile with dead eyes. They don't have names. Don't worry about that. You don't have to learn them. They see you and they hope you put that cereal box down, but they also kind of hope you'll join them in their misery. Mm-hmm. It is very nutritional.
Sure.
Much like Soylent or Soylent Green. All the vitamins that you need to contribute effectively to society.
Yes.
It does have toys in the box, though, mm-hmm. because, you know, who says an adult cereal can't be fun?
Sure.
So inside each box is an item that will help you acclimate to your inevitable fate. You could get a coupon for a resume workshop, some assorted SSRIs, a pamphlet on why working from home hurts the office culture, and an unfunny, or maybe an unfunny email from corporate using a years-old meme format, or a letter from your parents saying how proud they are that you're actually looking for real work now. And it does have a slogan. Your dreams are dead, but you're not yet. Eat this until you are. That's the Burbios.
Uh-huh. Did I mention my new office job?
Have you seen my house?
Don't worry, Jesse. I am a fellow drone.
Well, I'm holding on to this as long as I can. This will help convince me I've still got something.
You made me write it, dude.
Yes. Yes. I do that very often. I make people express my own dread back at me. I get that. That's 80% of the show. Oh, thank you, Sean. Thank you. I just wonder what it looks like through other people's eyes. That's all. I just want another perspective. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Slightly less sad. Sad in a different way. Let's hear your cereal themed around elective surgeries.
Okay. What's the best kind of cereal out there? The kind you can schedule ahead of time, of course. With our brand new elective surgery cereal, you could zap that cereal sugar right out of your bum at the next convenient scheduling time. Placed in easy-to-remove excess skin tags, tubes, and skin flaps, this easy-to-access cereal will have you smiling. But please give yourself 2 to 3 weeks before you try to let the Botox settle in. Mm-hmm. Our mascot, Vampire Leech, will have you grinning so hard your brand new skin cracks. But don't worry, after a scoop of mighty Honey Nut BBLs, your body will be feeling sexy again. Check out our newest cereal, Bye Bye Molios. Brought to you by new partnership with the dermatologist Kaiser refuses to give you a recommendation for.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
Just about as sad.
They won't give you that recommendation.
No.
I have asked.
Oh. Christ's sake, Kaiser. thank you, Jenna. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is one that I've been sitting on for a while, because why not? Tyler, let's hear about your brand new cereal named Oops All Scorpions.
Here at Post Brand Cereals, we know it's hard out there. And unfortunately, it's hard in here, too. We've been affected by supply chain disruptions just as much as hospitals, warming shelters, and you. So unfortunately, Oops All Scorpions will now be Oops Mostly Scorpions. We'll be adding some of those wooden pieces from Lucky Charms to pad out your favorite breakfast staple. See, the recent hurricanes have laid waste to our scorpion ranch, sending invasive scorpions flying into the protected habitats of neighboring states. When these scorpions should have been filling your cereal bowl. Regrettably, this will impact the number of scorpions in a given box of Oops Mostly Scorpions. I assure you, this is only a temporary setback, as we have a deal with a group of freedom fighters who, for a different reason, have been breeding a bunch of some of the angriest scorpions this cereal tycoon has ever seen. They've agreed to break us off enough scorps to get us up and running after their election. All we had to do was some stuff on the dark web. So in the meantime, each box of Oops Mostly Scorpions will come with a prepaid postcard coupon or mail order packet of live scorpion nymphs that you can raise to adulthood in a shoebox under your bed, then simply asphyxiate them with cotton balls soaked in your mom's nail polish remover, add milk, and crunch down on what is quickly becoming America's favorite arachnid-based breakfast product. Oops Mostly Scorpions, the cereal that brings the sting.
Oh. I honestly wasn't expecting to feel bad for the makers of Oops All Scorpions.
Also low-key for the scorpions.
Yeah, well, I mean...
raise them from birth,
yeah.
Then eat them.
Well, welcome to,
yeah,
to most food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Sorry. Oh, we put them in a pen that's like... they got 2 inches by 2 inches. They can move around, and everything's fine.
Free range.
Shoebox.
They're free range scorpions. Oh no, those are the ones that you get the little grubs or whatever baby scorpions were called. You raise those yourself, and then you know what they? You don't name them. Don't name them. Oh, that'll.
How do you not name them?
Sorry.
I also like the idea of a scorpion ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the scariest ranch
in the world. Hay bales, but also scorpions on the hay bales.
Yeah. Teeny tiny lassos.
Oh, so many tiny little rubber bands. like lobster rubber bands. All right, sorry. Segment 4, let's review it. Buying things or going places are very unsure propositions. How do you know the where you're going or the what you're purchasing are worth your time and or money? Why? By listening to the insights of total strangers that you will never actually meet, of course. Reviews seem like a weird thing to base your potential future enjoyment upon, but so many people seem to anyway. Which is why in Review It, you've been given the task of giving us your reviews of specific things as the review would appear on these specific outlets. Sean Crandall. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. I wrote these on Wednesday, so I've... been deliriously tired for the last couple days. I forgot most of this, so it's new to me.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's fun. Changing in atmospheric pressure, having a hard time sleeping. Sean Crandall, let's hear an Amazon review of Kinks.
So this is going to be a series of reviews.
Sure.
Claudia says, really gets me going, but sadly does not align with my politics. 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin says, I feel like myself ever since I discovered I love shoving things in my pee hole. 5 stars. Armando says, would not recommend. What the seller doesn't tell you is that you can't choose your kink when you order. It's random. So now I have a hospital bill from putting an air compressor in my ass and trying to inflate myself like Violet Beauregard from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. 1 star.
Yeah, fair.
Radhika says, The Kinks are the Village Green Preservation Society did not chart well in its day, but has been embraced by critics and audiences alike since its release, and marked a shift in the perception of the band from pop hitmakers to critically lauded rockers. Though the album does not need rehabilitation from me, I'm glad to sing its praises almost 60 years after its release. Read the full review on my blog.
Sure, sure, sure. Took a second.
Yeah.
I got there, though.
A wink?
Yeah. Like three words before the end. I got there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. So many Kinks. I don't like the second one. Jenna,
mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's hear a Yelp review of the office break room fridge.
Okay. If I could give this break room fridge 0 stars, I would. The fridge in here hasn't been cleaned out in several months, leaving this hashtag urban forager stuck in the proverbial icebox. Yvette's yogurt collection has been dwindling ever since that stupid email went out about expiration dates, and I'm hungry. I have a question. What happened to human civility? Can a girl go gluten-free without the whole office making a fuss about her thievery? Shannon down the hall refuses to mark her to-go containers, forcing me to eat her leftovers that might have wheat. Get a grip, Sharon. This is office culture 101.
Yeah.
Don't leave food in the fridge if I can't eat it. Hey. Remember that sensitivity training, Marcus? Well, I'm sensitive to gluten, so mark your fucking containers. We're supposed to be a team, a family, and this is how you treat your family, Marcus? Telling Janet I'm stealing your food? Some family you are.
Wow.
I'd quit if my dad didn't own the company.
Yeah. Awesome. Just fucking, can't, just... Cut out the nutritional information, tape it to the Tupperware, boom, boom,
yeah.
Bang, bing, bing, bang,
be a
boom.
Human being, come on.
Not all of us are so tolerant to tree nuts. Can we think of our fellow coworkers?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Tyler, I have searched a couple times. I was surprised I didn't already use this. I guess it's been on my list of prompts for a while. So you're welcome, and now I have to remember that I've used it. Tyler, let's hear a car and driver review of a Trader Joe's parking lot.
Here at Car and Driver, we strive to bring you informative and fun reviews, but sometimes our reviewers get too deeply embedded in their stories, and sometimes tragedy strikes, and we are simply unable to package a review in the pithy prose you've come to expect. That said, what follows is a transcription of the final voicemail left on our office phone by reviewer, journalist, and hero, Pat Fussy. Please send help. I'm trapped in the Trader Joe's parking lot. I just wanted to let a nice old lady pull out before me, but then two tan moms in identical white Escalades pulled next to each other and scheduled a play date through their car windows. And as they were leaving, a dump truck backed up with a load of peanut butter pretzels and dumped them behind my car. Then Hawaiian-shirted minions formed a bucket brigade of free sample cups, filling them one by one until the pile was gone. And as they finished and I finally began to back out, an employee walked up, pushing a spiritually endless line of shopping carts. The repetitive flashing of red and chrome and red and chrome lulled me into a hypnotic state. Time dilated at this point, and after 1,000 lifetimes, I found that now I was the old lady that I originally had let pull out in front of me. Would myself from that different timeline be there to wave me in politely just as I had her? Would this be a transcendent moment of karma? No. There was me from that timeline, but I had a pencil-thin mustache, and I was twirling it and cackling. I was a bad guy. Me of there then refused to let me out. At this point, my rage became so dense that cracks in reality began to appear, and it became possible to glimpse infinity in those voids. I measured the passing of time by the mold growing on my tortillas. Judging by the complete molding over, it's been 2 or 3 hours. Trader Joe's bread products get moldy infuriatingly fast,
is what I'm trying to say. For real, if you don't make a turkey wrap on the way home, forget about using those tortillas. And you got to make French toast in the checkout line or you ain't eating any of that loaf, Susan. And you got to make grilled cheese on the heat coming off the $3 bottles of red wine, or that white bread will be green by the time they ask you if you brought your own bags, is what I'm trying to say, Deborah. Or Susan, Deborah. And then an ad pops up and Car and Driver asks you to subscribe to read the rest of the article.
Sure. Sure. Oh, fucking paywalls are everywhere. I'm just trying to read how the rest of space and time unraveled, Susan or Deborah.
There were some things I could have cut.
No.
You just got to keep scrolling. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. No, wouldn't cut a syllable. and that already brings us to segment five. Oh, heavens. It's Podcast It. In my still fairly recent return to the world of an office drone, podcasts have found a renewed importance in my life. The disembodied chattering of 3 to 4 dudes with slightly different sounding voices is crucial to melting away those 8 hours of my life. In podcasts, your job is to give us the rundowns or recaps of the podcasts you might hear from these various persons, things, or what have yous, or the specific niche subjects, Sean Crandall. Let's hear a rundown of a show called A Sack Full O' Nuts.
The long-running Sack Full O' Nuts podcast is hosted by old friends Oblios Carhart and Kubich Scrangello. Each episode, they review a different sack of nuts and rank them using the 1 to 5 scrotum scale.
Sure.
Each episode has a special guest, and their inexplicable popularity has resulted in appearances from Conan O'Brien, Priyanka Chopra, Slavoj Zizek, Shohei Ohtani, Michelle Obama, and more. On a recent controversial episode, the guest, President of Ireland Michael D. Higgins, upset the Nutty August Nights tournament by giving favor to hickories over walnuts in the drapacious nuts bracket, knocking fan favorite walnuts out of the competition.
What? Oh, the emails. Coming.
Yeah. I mean, the Reddit was on fire. We all know that Oblios and Kubich don't listen to the Reddit. They actively hate it.
Yeah, no, they've got producer Boovin.
Yes,
monitors the subreddit. thank you, Sean. Oh, so good, so good, so distant, but so good. how can people get more Sean Crandall in their lives should they choose such a thing?
Well, they can listen to the Dregs of Craigs podcast. We release bi-monthly. And that's pretty much it.
Well, that's enough.
That's it.
That's enough. twice a month or every other month, get your Sean Crandall. I'm sorry that it means the same thing. thank you. Good to have you. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Sorry. Let's wrap up your first appearance on this program. The only way we could, by hearing about your podcast hosted by toddlers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tea Toddlers, the hard-hitting podcast so tough you'll break a baby tooth. We've got discussions about Big Juice Box, hard-hitting facts about the man known as Santee Claus, and the economic stalemate between my pillowcase and the Tooth Fairy. Special guests include my lying mother holding bubblegum toothpaste behind her back and my father with cookie remnants in his mustache. There's no floss thread that this toddler won't unravel and no amount of diapers that can contain these lies. Listen in weekly 10 minutes before bedtime as I discover the truth about mushed up vegetables, organized religion, and other lies fed to us through baby spoons. Our sponsors include Toddlers Against Bedtime, Kids Bop, and Teamsters.
Wow. That was more hard-hitting than I was expecting.
They're not messing around.
No. They are right into the hard-hitting topics. Before they're out of short pants. So good. Oh, so good. Hey, Jenna.
Hi.
Oh, sorry. Did I do that like 8 times this show? how can people enjoy more of what it is that you do in the onlines or in the in-persons?
Sure. Come to my shows at Comedy Spot or mm-hmm. here. Yes. I often am on Scene Kids. I'll be in next month nice. In October. Yep, that's next month. Mm-hmm. And I'm only on Instagram. So if you wanna see stories about my small annoying dog, you can find me at jbird, JBIR_D on Instagram.com.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Through the app.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. .co.us. Mm-hmm. I don't know. UK, I guess. I don't know. I am mostly at home right now. Thank you, Jenna. So good. Tyler, aside from finally fulfilling a 2-year wait list tomorrow, how might people get more Tyler Kinney? And, you know, waiting by their SoundClouds for the snorkel core drop.
That's what I was going to say was I put up a song on SoundCloud.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And it's a snorkel core song.
Oh, we get a preview.
And it's about when you're on vacation and you want to get stoned, but you're like 12. So you buy incense instead of weed from like a t-shirt store.
Yeah. Sounds.
It's that kind of song.
Sounds like it. Oh, man. I'm waiting for the...
It's called Fishing Boat.
I'm waiting for the...
it's never going to end. Because one time I went to the Jersey Shore,
yeah.
and a fishing boat had crashed, but it was like our 1 week vacation a year where I was like, I'm swimming in the fucking ocean, but a fishing boat had crashed and all the dead fish were rotting like off the coast. So the water was like bright green and smelled like tomato soup. And I swam in it until the lifeguards made me get out.
Okay.
Oh. Song about that.
Yeah. Wow. Fortunately, you've lived a treasure trove of a life for a snorkel core musician. There's so much
to pull from.
So much to pull from. Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Hey, Tyler, let's wrap up this episode of this program. Is it on Couch Dracula?
Yes.
Okay.
Couch Dracula.
Couch Dracula on SoundCloud.
So, yeah. I'll change it when I find a better pun, and then you won't be able to find it. So
sure. Well, and whatever you guys, you and your Japanese songwriting partner decide to name the band. Yep. Tyler, let's wrap up this program. I don't know if this makes any sense. It half did when I was writing it. Let's hear a little bit of a rundown of a nostalgia podcast from the year 2065, looking back on 2025.
Hello, listeners. It's Octuki 2065. Welcome to the Moisture Cast, where we dish on all the weeping overpass walls and leaky fire hydrants of new Newark. All the cool spots to wet your hot whistle in these dry, dry times. Joining me as always is my co-host, the memory of my wife. Good one, Samantha. We were truly in love. Well, that brings us to our first segment, H2O, my God, where we recount something horrible we've seen at one of New Newark's embattled watering holes. Now, pardon me, Samantha, but I'm going to go first because I got a humdinger. Just last moist time, I was filling an Altoids tin with the drippings from a handicapped urinal in a burned-out Froyo place. And wouldn't you know it, I hear some grunting from the manager's office. And get this, it's a mutant Froyo man. His flesh has fused with a soft serve machine, and he's feeding himself in an endless loop. It was a real horror show. The look in his tired, panicked eyes. Feeding endlessly, not having fun with it either, but unable to survive any other way. I tell you, Samantha, it makes me want to say H2O, my God.
Okay, Samantha, your turn. Anything for H2O, my God? Anything horrible you've witnessed while scavenging for water in one of New Newark's embattled watering holes? Oh, yes, that time. Well, if it's any comfort, you are but a memory of my wife, and your suffering has ended. So let's bring in our guest. He's been keeping quiet over there, but here he is, the host of a nostalgia podcast looking back on the Rizzing 20s, Todd Pharma. Now, that name, Todd, the Rizzing 20s, that's clearly a play on the Roaring 20s, a term for the 1920s, but updated with a fun new slang word. That is funny. And it's funny and good, and it's good enough to write down and say aloud on a podcast. Now on to your podcast. How do your listeners find out where there is moisture located? Oh, it's more of like a weepy look back at Taylor Swift and pro wrestling? All right, Todd. Well, I'm getting parched with all this talking, and a little birdie told me there's a leaky froyo man that ain't getting any more moist. Fun fact, froyo is mostly water, even if it has been cycled through a mutant a few times. If it slops, I stops. And that's the motto of the Moisture Cast. And that's been our show. Thank you for joining us. From Samantha and myself, stay moist out there.
Oh, God damn it.
You're free now, Samantha.
Oh, don't let anyone call it the Rizzing 20s. Don't. Don't let that actually happen.
This is the beginning of it. This is the beginning of it.
This is where we're tracing this fucking
this
back
is where
to.
It starts. Yeah. Historians will trace it back to this moment.
Fuck. I've apologized for a lot of things that this show has done. But but this one I mean most sincerely. Thank you, Tyler, and thank you, everyone. Stab is over. Thank you for joining us tonight, and of course, a special thank you to our amazing panel, Sean Crandall, Jenna Swartz, and Tyler Kenny. Want to catch a live recording of the Stab Show? That's allowed. All you have to do is come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30. That's literally it. Or enjoy the show from the comfort of your own home by tuning in to Stab TV on Twitch via the device of your choice. And if you want to take Stab with you wherever and whenever, just subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Then like, comment, and share, you sexy little beast. But unfortunately, that's all we've got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying go ahead, splurge for the optional extras. They might seem unnecessary now, but when you warm your buns on that heated seat next winter, you'll thank past you for their dumb, wonderful decision. Good night! Oh, and that's a program. Well done, everybody. So good. So good.